friends, and welcome to The Zone and the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and in this episode, we'll provide an update on your local high school spring sports and take a look at the playoff schedule ahead. We will also include a recent interview with the Cass Boys soccer head coach, Justin Fitzgerald, as he prepares to lead the Colonels into the Sweet 16 round of the GHSA Class 5A state playoffs. Hey, don't forget to check out all the daily sports news we provide on BartowSportsZone.com. You'll find updates on all your favorite local sports teams and a weekly update called Athletes Beyond Bartow, which includes information on former local high school players now participating with their professional or collegiate teams across the country. If you're finding the Bartow Sports Zone podcast for the first time, don't forget to subscribe for free so you'll never miss an interview or a local sports update throughout the year. Subscribers receive notifications each time we drop a new episode. Let's quickly tell you about the track and field championships for our local high schools. The Region 7 5A championship meet is Monday, April 22nd. It will be at Calhoun High School. Cartersville, Cass, and Woodland, girls and boys, will be in action trying to advance to the Class 5A sectionals. The Region 6 3A championship meet is also on Monday, April 22nd. It will take place at Cahula Creek High School in Dalton. Adairsville athletes will be in action trying to advance to the Class 3A sectionals. Bartow Sports Zone sends good luck to all the local track and field athletes as they compete to advance to the GHSA sectionals. Let's catch you up with the high school soccer playoffs this past week as well. Local schools had six teams to qualify for the state playoffs that began this past Tuesday and Wednesday. The Cartersville girls and Woodland girls in Class 5A, the Adairsville girls and boys in Class 3A, and the Woodland and Cass boys in Class 5A. Five of the six local teams lost their first round matches. The Cartersville girls lost at home to Chattahoochee 7-1. They finished the year with a 9-7 record. The Adairsville girls lost at home to Dawson County by a 4-2 score. They finished the year with a 13-4 mark. And the Woodland girls lost at Greater Atlanta Christian by a 10-0 final score. They finished the year with a 10-4 record. The Adairsville boys lost at Dawson County 4-0. They finished the year with a 6-7-2 record. And the Woodland boys lost at Chattahoochee by a 4-0 score. They finished the year with a 10-6 mark. And congratulations to Woodland's Chris Sanchez. He set a new school record with 30 goals this season. The fourth-ranked Cass boys in Class 5A were the only local team to advance in the first round this past week. The Colonels won their GHSA Class 5A state playoff game on Wednesday night at the Doug with a 2-1 overtime win over the Cambridge Bears. Camden Hillhouse scored in the first half on an assist from Christian Villela. That gave the Colonels a 1-0 lead at halftime. Then midway through the second half, Cambridge scored an equalizer, and the remainder of regulation stalemated, sending the game into overtime. Villela scored with 5 minutes remaining in the second overtime period off a feed from Edgar Abasia. That lifted Cass to an opening round win. Cambridge had its season end with a 4-11-2 mark. Cass now 13-3-1 will host Chapel Hill in the Sweet 16 round. Next Wednesday, the Panthers defeated Jefferson in the opening round by a 3-1 score. This past Thursday, I caught up with Colonels head coach Justin Fitzgerald to catch up on the progress this season for his team. We will share that interview with you and catch up on some local high school playoff baseball when we return to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.
Hey folks, this is Sean from St. Angelo's Pizza next to Lake Point Sports. If you're like me, you're ready for nicer weather and get-togethers. Well, with everything going on, we thought we'd bring you something a little delicious and economical to share with family and friends. Our pizza of the month is the Hawaii 5-0. For only $9.99, you can have this specialty pie covered with ham, pineapple, bacon, and of course our famous mozzarella and sauce. So dine in, carry out, or delivery, you choose. Order online at stangelos.com. That's stangelos.com.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor lawn supplies and power equipment. But did you know they repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawn mowers, Elite has experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers and everything you need to keep your property in great shape this season. 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack. Online at EliteStoneSupply.net. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Let's welcome in our guest today, Justin Fitzgerald, past boys soccer coach. Coach, how are you doing today?
It's a good day today. Great win last night, so we're feeling pretty good today.
Well, welcome to the Zone and the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. The Colonels have enjoyed a great season so far and are now preparing for the second round of the GHSA Class 5A state playoffs. I'm sure you've enjoyed the ride, so to speak, so far this season.
Yeah, no, it's been a tremendous journey. You set out goals at the beginning of the year, and not every year do you kind of check off every box. And you know, we had a goal to win region, host another playoff game to do that. And obviously, ultimately, our big prize was to try to win the state title this year. And so we took a step towards that last night, but it's been great group effort from the assistant coaches, the players, the administration. Everybody's been just super supportive, and it's been a great ride.
We'll give you an opportunity to talk about some of your individual players, others contributing to the program as we go along. But tell our audience a little bit about this team in general, the experience level, the depth, even the team culture. Do they enjoy their time together?
You know what? They love each other. And if you see any of the videos and you can see them after the match and during the match, we break down the huddle. We are one. It's a very much a family atmosphere. And occasionally they fight like siblings. But for the most part, there's a lot of love on the team. We have a few kind of key seniors, Juan Roma in the back, and then Camden Hillhouse and Christian Vieja and Alex Hernandez. Those four have been kind of stalwarts for us for the last few years. And, you know, we've kind of all grown together. I've had them for my full time. So I started when they started as freshmen. And so we've all kind of come through this together and kind of built this this culture, and they're the ones leading the way. And in fact, it was Christian and Camden last night that took care of the goals. But it's a dynamic team. We have a lot of players that can impact a game. Obviously, Melvin Velasquez is our leading scorer and super creative player, and JJ Grimaldo in the middle. We just have a lot of talent just kind of across the board, but some juniors and seniors. So it's those four main seniors and then a bunch of juniors kind of really solidify this group and kind of have just kind of bought into the culture of we're going to make some mistakes, but we're going to have each other's backs. And I think that's been the big thing is even when we've, had a mistake here or there, we've picked it right back up.
Well, you mentioned coaching staff earlier. Who helps you as part of your coaching staff? Tell us a little bit about who's assisting and what attributes they bring to the staff.
Yeah, I've got EJ Kukuli, who kind of runs our JV team and also helps out with the varsity, and he brings a lot of kind of just working with some of the technical aspects of the game. And then I've got Craig Millsap, who handles a lot of the kind of day-to-day logistics and administrative stuff of it, because, you know, it takes a lot. And then we've got Dan Armstead that helps out and also runs our kind of video and the booth and kind of makes the whole production. And it doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you have videos and when you have, you know, it's just creating a culture.
Sure.
So we've got five or six managers, and it takes really all of us kind of collectively, you know, doing the things. Obviously, I manage most of the tactical decision-making stuff, but it's a collective group and a great group. And we've been together now for, you know, 4 years together, all of us. So it's been a good ride.
Well, it's a nice record this season at 13-3-1 so far. But you want to be playing your very best soccer at this point of the year. Your tie and all three losses were to teams that are in the state playoffs. Do you feel like that schedule that you've played has prepared you for this playoff run?
Yeah, 100%. That was intentional. And to be fair, I felt like we outplayed some of the teams that we lost to. We outshot them, and we just didn't have the breaks. But last year, I knew I was going to have pretty much everybody returning. From last season, we didn't really graduate anybody last year, so for us, it was looking intentionally to schedule some teams, state champions, state final type teams, and that's what we looked for, and that's what we set out to put on the schedule. And honestly, I feel like it paid a lot of dividends, especially as we got into region. And obviously, if you're gonna win region, it goes through Dalton around here for soccer, and I think, you know, I don't think they've lost region in 20 years, so we had to prepare for that.
Well, I'll piggyback off that question. Was that the best win of the year? And tell us which one was maybe the most frustrating loss of the year.
Yeah, it was probably the best win. I don't know if it was the best that we played, but it was the best win in terms of just most satisfying and probably the biggest, most important win for us. And we played well. I mean, I don't want to take away from that. I think the Cahoola Creek loss, we dominated that match in every single way you could dominate a match except for on the scoreboard. And we gave up a goal 1 minute into the game. And then we couldn't get anything back. I mean, we probably had 30 shots to their five, but we lost the match. And that's just a little bit frustrating. But give them credit. I mean, they did what they had to do. But we learned some lessons from that game, I think, that helped us playing against some teams like we did last night, similar style that if we hadn't played that, I don't know if we would have been as prepared last night.
Well, speaking of style, how would you describe this team's playing style? Is it defensive-minded, speedy, aggressive? How do you describe the team's style?
We have a lot of dynamic players. So, unlike in years past, we are pedal to the metal. We like to score goals. We like to get forward. We have a lot of possession. We're not a kick and run type of team. You see us with a lot of just movement, but we like to go fast and we like to go forward. We are not a very defensive minded team. Our kind of philosophy is getting forward and then pressing forward. So we try to win the ball back quickly and get forward as quickly as we can.
Well, it was obviously a tough first round game with Cambridge, but you came away with a 2-1 home victory in overtime. What were some of the ups and downs from that game?
Yeah, it took us a little while to unlock that that first goal. I think we got it with about 30 seconds left in the first half. And we had created a bunch of chances, and really they hadn't threatened us at all. But I was a little concerned because we'd only had the one. And sure enough, they get a goal I don't want to say lucky, but it was unfortunate for us. It was off of a deflection from a long ways away, and but they got it. And so then, you know, once you're in a 1-1 game, anything can happen. And we were struggling to finish chances. We created a lot. We just couldn't put it away, and missed a couple of easy chances. And then we almost gave it up. Saul Viella, our goalkeeper, came up with a big save. And then we get the big goal in overtime. But and obviously that's probably the biggest high was getting that last goal. But it was a little bit frustrating because we should have put that game away a little bit earlier. And, you know, I think that's one of the lessons that we'll talk about today is, you know, when you have a team down and you got to kind of put them away. Don't let them hang around because that can come back to bite you, obviously, as we move forward in the playoffs.
Well, you did what you needed to do. Tournament time is always survive in advance time.
Amen.
What was the message to the team after pulling out that late first-round victory?
Yeah, no, it was, hey, good work. Congratulations. And we got to get back to work today. So that was really the message. We didn't want to, you know, we let them celebrate for a couple of minutes, I would say, but it was, but not long, you know. It was kind of back to business. I think we have a task at hand, and I kind of laid that out before the playoffs started, what it would look like. And after they kind of got done celebrating 15 or 20 minutes, you know, we settled in. We already kind of found out who we were playing next. Maybe a bit of a surprise to be getting Chapel Hill, but nonetheless, you know, we got to prepare for that. So we will be starting that today, our preparation for Chapel Hill.
Well, you mentioned it. Up next is Chapel Hill on Wednesday, I believe.
It is Wednesday.
It will be again at Cochran Stadium. What do you know about the Panthers? They were 3-1 winners over Jefferson in the opening round, and what challenges do you expect them to present?
Yeah, they're a pretty aggressive team, big and physical. A lot of speed on the outside for the Panthers, and you know, a very attacking-minded group. They play a similar formation to us as well. I feel like it's a good matchup for us in comparison, because we kind of like that kind of game too. And I feel like our 11 is going to be better than their 11. But you never know with high school kids how that's going to turn out. But they're going to present a challenge for us defensively for sure, because they like to get forward, and they have a lot of really good athletes. I think we're a little bit better technically, but they're probably a little bit more athletic than we are.
Well, at 12-4-1, Chapel Hill will come in as the 13th-ranked team in Class 5A, according to the Max Prep rankings. The Colonels are sitting as the 6th-ranked team in Class 5A. So this sets up to be quite a matchup, Coach.
Yeah, it should be. I think we're looking forward to it. I know the boys are ready to get back at it, believe it or not, after playing 80 minutes and two 10-minute overtimes. You know, they're already ready to go today, so... you know, I think, you know, by next Wednesday, we'll be ready for the challenge.
Well, congratulations again on the season so far. Best of luck to you the rest of the way. And thank you for your time and joining us today on Bartow Sports Zone.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's grab another quick timeout. And when we get back, we'll take a look at the high school baseball state playoff matchups for four of our local teams. Whether you love them or can't stand them, surprises are part of life. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you get ready for whatever life throws your way. He'll work with you to meet your changing needs and to help you end up where you want to be. And while there's never a good time to experience unexpected costs, Derek can help make them feel a little less unexpected. For an appointment, call Derek Strange at 770-386-4545. Edward Jones, member
Member SIPC.
Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero-turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers, too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41, call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Georgia at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Before we get to your high school baseball playoff pairings, let me tell you how easy it is to support this project and advertise with our local sports community in Cartersville and Bartow County. Podcast and BartowSportsZone.com advertising packages start for as little as $49 per month. And it's a great way to make sure our local sports coverage continues and your business stays connected with the local high school sports community. Please consider promoting your business or service with Bartow Sports Zone. You can use the Contact Us page on BartowSportsZone.com to reach me or send an email to BartowSportsZone@Comcast.net. Okay, let's take a look at the GHSA State Playoffs that will begin this coming Tuesday, April the 23rd. Keep in mind that all of the series in the state playoffs are best of three series. This will begin on Tuesday, April the 23rd, with doubleheaders in the first round. If a third game is needed, those games will take place on Wednesday, April 24th. Let's take a look at our local teams. Adairsville finishes at 15-9 on the year. They will be a four seed in the Class 3A tournament. They finished behind Ringgold, Gordon Lee, and Bremen in Region 6 AAA. Their likely opponent will be the Wesleyan Wolves. They'll play at Wesleyan pending a win on Friday night or a Dawson County loss over in their Region 7 AAA. Wesleyan is 14-12 on the year. There is an exception there. If Wesleyan were to lose at Lumpkin County on Friday night and Dawson County to win at home on Friday night against White County, then Dawson, who is 16-9, would be the host for Adairsville in the opening round of the playoffs. So we'll keep an eye on that one and get you updated a little bit later on in the week. The Cass Colonels are the three seed in the Class 5A state tournament out of Region 7 5A. They finished behind Cartersville and Woodland in the region standings. Cass at 13-16 finished in a three-way tie for third with Dalton and Calhoun, but they won a head-to-head three-way tiebreaker by going 4-2 against those two opponents. Dalton was 3-3 in those head-to-head games, and Calhoun was eliminated from state playoff contention by going just 2-4 in games against Cass and Dalton. Cass will be at Cale. They are 20-10 on the year and ranked number 10 in Class 5A. That will be the first-round matchup for the Colonels. That begins on Tuesday, as we mentioned, with a doubleheader. Woodland is 15-3 on the year. They finished 6-6 in Region 7 5A to take the two seed in the Class 5A tournament out of Region 7 5A. They finished just behind Cartersville in the standings, who went undefeated in region play. The Wildcats will open the state playoffs with a home three-game series against Cambridge. The Bears finished 16-14 this season. Woodland does have a final regular season game on their schedule for Saturday. That will be at Pepperell. The Dragons, by the way, are 26-2 this season in Area 7 of Class 1A Division 1. And that brings us to the Cartersville Purple Hurricanes. They are the number one seed in the Class 5A tournament and the number one ranked team in Class 5A. The Canes at 23-5 on the year went unbeaten in region play for a second straight season and won a third straight region title, their 29th in school history. The Hurricanes opened the playoffs against the Chattahoochee Cougars, who are 10-17 on the season. And as we mentioned earlier, that will be a best of three series that begins Tuesday with a doubleheader at Richard Bell Field and the Cartersville Baseball Complex. Dalton, 9-17, is the number four seed out of Region 7-5A. The Catamounts' opening series will be at second-ranked Greater Atlanta Christian. Those Spartans have a 25-3 record on the year. Excel Christian Academy's baseball team finished the regular season with a 6-7 mark, and they are awaiting a Monday decision on their postseason bid in the GAPS organization state playoffs. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Thanks for checking in, and please tell your family and friends to go out there and subscribe to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. We'll be back real soon with another update. So until then, keep your eye on the ball and keep checking out BartowSportsZone.com. I'm Charles Wilson, and we'll catch you next time on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast.